Yes. I wasn't expecting you. I can barely see you. And you've brought a chill with you. Oh, I'm very sorry that it's cold and dark in my chamber, Master. I thought you would be occupied tonight. So I let the fire die down. No, I'm always ready for you, Master. But I know you were taking the oath with a new wife tonight. I can still hear the music playing in the courtyard below. And with clothes that are so fine that you must have come straight here from the festivities. Why are you not with your new wife, Master? And why do your eyes smoulder so in the dying firelight? You move around the room like you are hunting me. I'm sorry, Master. I don't mean to be impertinent. Are you going to hit me? Would you like to hit me? No. Thank you, Master. You are merciful to your slave girl. What would you like from me, Master? Please tell me what I can do to serve you. Please. If you're here and not at the celebration of your union, you must have need of me. Yes, Master, of course. I will just sit next to you, whatever you like. Am I hungry? Oh, that's my meal over there on the table. I was about to eat when you came to my door, Master. Oh, I'm sorry for speaking out of turn. I'm not complaining. I apologize, Master. Would you like anything, Master? I know you must have had much nicer food at the celebration. Not to mention, better wine than I can offer. But it feels wrong to take pleasure from food and drink without offering you some. We've never shared a meal together before. I could sit at your feet while you eat, if you like. And feed your dates. Or something you'd find pleasurable and sweet. You deserve that on your wedding night. Yes. You've told me before that you find me sweet and pleasing. It makes me very happy to know that. Thank you for reminding me, Master. Please, Master, I don't want food. I want for nothing but your pleasure. How would you like me? You just want to look at me? Would you like me to remove my garment and lie on the bed? On my back, with my legs spread like before, so you can gaze upon my womanhood? Yes, Master, I shall right away. Your wish is my command. Would you please shackle my hands and feet to the bedposts, Master? I have no need of them unless you instruct me otherwise. I desire to simply lie here, spread open for your view, to show you that I know who I belong. Master, are you pleased? Is the view to your liking? May I speak freely as you look at me, Master? Thank you. I think I should feel shame to be naked under the gaze of a man so intense. Or perhaps fear? The way you look at the place between my legs reminds me of a great predatory animal looking at its prey. Your eyes burn brighter than the fire in the grate, promising terrible consequences if you're displeased. Oh, but I'm not scared, Master. Your lust for me, your need of me, makes me feel safe, wanted, ready for you. The tense look of your body as you circle around me, devouring me with your eyes, is a comfort to me. I promise that my place under you is certain, as it is inevitable. Oh, you smell intoxicating when you stand so close to inspect me thoroughly, Master. The scent of you always tells the story of where you've been, what you've done before you come to visit me in this lonely tower. Fresh baked bread this morning for breakfast. The leather of your gear for your midday ride. Charred mutton ripped off the bone with your lovely strong teeth, no doubt. Wine, spicy and sweet, to celebrate your new wife, and sex. Did she not please you tonight, Master, your new wife? Is that why you've come to me? You deserve to feel pleasure on your wedding night. Please take me instead, Master. I know I can please you. I can't stand the thought of you going without that sweet relief after taking so serious a vow as this. How would you like to take me on your wedding night? Would you prefer me on my knees, Master, looking up at you and pleading to be used in all the ways that I know you enjoy most? Or will you enter me as I am, shackled and spread for you? Do I look pleasurable into your eye? Can you see my wetness? How I shake for you in my nakedness, lying against these silken sheets. Oh, Master, please, I beg you, come closer. Oh, please. I want you to smell me too. Smell the need to please you, radiating off of my aching sex. Do I smell as you desire me to, Master? Like a fragrantly needy creature? Will you enjoy the smell of me later, when you've removed your clothes and get into bed with your new wife? Will she smell me on your skin and know where you've been? Master. I forget how good your hands feel on my skin, Master. It feels so good when you run your fingers over my breasts and down my belly. Your touch firm and deliberate. Compared to this bliss, the absence of your touch on my skin feels like pain, Master. It is painful to me when you're not touching me, stroking me, caressing me, just like this. Oh, will you touch my cunt, Master? You know it's yours to do with as you wish. Please. Oh, I want to feel your hands hot and rough between my legs as you caress me and use me. Please, Master. Take me. Your hands feel divine. But I feel I may cry if you do not enter me soon. I want to feel you within me, to know every twitch and spasm of your member that I am pleasing you. Please, Master. Please climb on top, your aching slave girl, and fill me with the gift of your cock. Wedding night concubine, listen every night. Please, Master, please take me. Take me like you would a bride. Please. Oh, God, yes. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you to feel every throbbing inch of you inside me. Please use me, use this love. Please use me, please use this slave girl for your pleasure. To do with as you wish. I swear it.